Hey, yo, what's poppin'? Welcome back to another episode of Take a Shot Podcast. It's your boy Dub, aka Podcast Poppy.
And y'all already know who it is, Mr. M-A-R-V, single ladies. They should already know me. You feels me?
Who we got here?
You tell me, who is this?
Who we got? Who is this?
This is not Nikki.
It's not Nikki.
Nikki, you're fired. I'm just playing.
What's your name? I'm just kidding.
Okay.
This is my homegirl. This is a good friend of mine, high school buddy, my homegirl, Portia Nay.
Hi, y'all.
Thank you, Portia Nay, for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Filling in for Nikki,
since Nikki's drunk already.
Don't come for Nikki.
Don't come for her. Okay, you're right.
Don't come for her.
I feel you.
I'm holding down for the ladies tonight.
Appreciate it. Well, thank you for joining us tonight. We sure appreciate it. But you know what? Shout out to Tequila Mandala.
The only tequila that we drink.
Better believe it. Mar, what you got on? That's a nice purple
hat. You know what? Shout out to your feels me cold, because if you ain't got one, you need one. If you need one, you know what to do.
That's a nice bucket hat you got on, Nate.
They ain't even seen those yet. Check them out. They're out now. Go ahead, click that link, and you already know how to get it. Yourfeelsme.com. We have a couple buckets available now.
And it's real comfortable, and it's cute, too, with these curls.
Come on, curls for the girls.
Curls for the girls.
Curls for the girls.
How y'all week so far?
Mine was hectic.
Okay, look. We don't want you to get mad just yet.
You're gonna be mad a little bit too early.
You're gonna be drunk immediately.
My week was crazy.
Okay, we want to jump right into it then?
We can jump right into it.
Okay, what made you mad this week, Nay?
Work.
Okay, what happened at work?
I was ready to quit since Monday.
Since Monday?
I gotta pay my bills.
Yeah, we all gotta pay my bills. We all gotta do that.
It was a rough week this week.
It was one of them ones?
I was about ready to say, fucking kids and walk out.
What do you do?
I work with kids on the autism spectrum.
Okay. Oh,
that is a tough job. That's a tough job.
It's tough and it's very underpaid. Very underpaid.
That's a fact. I know somebody that do that. That's a Snapple fact. For sure.
It was rough this week. How was y'all week? What made you mad?
Ah, shit. You know what made me mad? Look, the other day, right? I'm at Mike's Deli. Right? On my lunchtime at work. I'm mad at niggas this week. Let me tell you how dumb niggas is. Now, it's lunch hour, so Mike's Deli busy a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like three people behind the person at the front. It's a dude in front of me, right? He wait till he get all the way up to the front just to say, let me get a,
I hate it.
Wait, he waited all that time and didn't
you been
know
saying
what he
line
wanted.
The whole time, bro. I'm on the clock. I gotta get back to work. Hey, bro. Go ahead. Go in front of me. You should have said that 5 minutes ago. Niggas.
That would have made me mad too. You had all this time to figure that out.
You told him, let me get a
let me you know, what's the best thing y'all got here?
Yeah, nigga, you been staying on all this time.
Who's that? What kind of food y'all famous for? Oh, sandwiches?
Sandwiches.
Oh, damn. And y'all ain't got chicken wings here?
Right.
And they're like, yeah, we do got chicken wings. Okay, let me get a sandwich. Like, what?
Stupid nigga.
Bro, come on, man.
Dummies.
Come on, man.
Yeah, so that's what made me mad.
Yeah, that would have made me mad, too.
What made me mad this week? You know what? I'm thinking I'm actually feeling very, very smooth. You know why? Because of your Feels Me beard brush. You feel me? Real smooth. Makes your beard smooth like mine. No, but what makes me mad is people that ask for discounts. Knowing good as well, the company's small, right? They see you hustling. They
Black
see you doing
company.
This. They ask me, oh my God, Mark, why is that? I want that Kobe hat. It got so much on it. But why does the Kobe hat cost so much? You just answered your question.
It has so much on it.
To guess what? If you went to the swap meet and you went to go get a hat to make just like mine, I guarantee you pay over $100.
Easy. We all trying to live.
But those be the same ones as buying chrome hearts for $300, $400 for a hat. But they said your feel skis coming out. You feel me? And they like, oh man, like, look, what's up? Can I get the discount? Like,
no,
let me get the
bro. You can't get no
look
discount.
Look it, chill, bro. Look it. I look out for my people as much as I can, but at the same time, I gotta make it. And I can't make my stuff cheap because guess what? If it's cheap, nobody want it, bro.
Support the homies, man.
Support the homies.
Or I'm gonna give y'all that cheap skis. I'm gonna take away all the letters. You're right. Just gonna get a Y on
that's
it.
That's it. That's real shit.
Then you gonna ask why.
Right. Or think about this. Like, I don't like this one. This one ain't got all the bells and whistles. No. If you want the bells and whistles, you gonna have to pay.
The bells cost.
Or you gonna have the bell without the thing in the middle. Right. You go like this.
The motherfucker make no sound.
You ain't hearing nothing. Mm-hmm. If you feels me.
Mm-hmm. Looking stupid.
That pisses me off, man.
Support us, man.
Support.
God damn. Well, let's get straight into the best part of the show. Would you rather?
Yep.
Y'all ready for this?
I would rather.
Okay. Depending on what we rather.
Is you ready?
Is you.
Is you, though.
What would we rather? Is you.
Look, check this out. Mm. Would you rather?
Yes.
Go without sex for a year and get a million?
And
they even hear the
wait, I grabbed my cup to like, wait a minute, what?
I've heard enough.
Go without sex for a year, you get $1 million at the end of the year.
Damn. Oh, take a shot. Damn. Can I take my shot back? Can I like spit it back into the pause?
Go without sex for a year and you get $1 million at the end of the year, or take a shot.
I'm taking my shot.
Right.
I'm taking my shot.
Look, you I'm going without the sexual intercourses. I'm about to have $1 million, and guess what I'm going to do with that $1 million?
What, make more hacks?
I'll make $1 million more hacks.
You're going to have to build your franchise.
Then guess what?
We're going to fucking buy a whole warehouse.
Yeah, so we can get warehouse. The, warehouse.
Get the house,
yep.
Half made.
I'm taking that $1 million. I don't need, No, well, okay, does right. sex Wait, include tops?
Yeah.
Base X is all, sex tops.
All sexual intercourse.
So no nothing.
No top or the bottom.
No tops or bottoms.
No tops or bottoms.
I'm still taking that million. I'm getting that million.
I'm gonna have to.
And you can't rub one out.
What?
Oh, you not playing fair. He not playing fair. All right, all right. No, you can't.
Nah, I'm just playing.
So as long as we get to rub one out.
Yeah, you can rub one out.
Oh, okay, for sure.
I'm gonna have to take my shot. I'm taking that meal. Yeah. Hey, I'll take the meal.
I'm going over here.
A million.
Exactly.
That's right.
Your love is a one in a million. It goes okay. I'm taking that.
You taking the
meal? I'm taking that million.
I get to rub one out.
No, Christina.
I'll take that
meal. Yeah, you can rub one out.
Man, what? $1 million? Do you know what I'm gonna do with $1 million?
Tax
you know,
free.
Do you know how many
and
chicken
it's tax
wings?
Tax free.
Tax free.
Do you know how many $1 million bottles we get with $1 million? Yeah, Phil, case.
That is crazy.
I get $1 million. I'm giving out free hats. For one day.
One day only, motherfucker.
Man.
Shit.
Somebody's going to be throwing at you.
I think one arm would be
one. Hey, I know,
four arms going to be stupid. Like, oh, damn.
What gym?
Hey, I'm about to be using the left or right. Both. I'm about to be over here. Salt and pepper like the chicks be doing.
Right.
I'm on.
Not the chicks be doing.
The salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper. The twister.
I'm going to every day.
Okay.
I'm going to be Googling this shit. Whatever. Rubber gloves and something else. I'm just going crazy.
You got to make it work for that 365.
Shoot. For that $1 million. Bruh. Wee. Homie going crazy.
Man, it was so much bullshit happened this week.
What happened this week?
Let's get into what's going on the internet.
But let's get into this, guys. What you guys need is a Feels Me beard brush. Makes your beard so smooth, so sexy. They'll be available soon. Your Feels Me beard brush. So smooth, so sexy.
This nigga's crazy, man.
How do I deal with him?
I'm telling you, they're going to go. I'm telling you, everybody up here got a beard.
Yeah.
I ain't got no damn beard.
You got a little bit.
I mean, it's a little light.
I'm like, I don't even know you. I'm sorry, but I clown a little bit.
Hey, I know. We can go back and forth all day.
Let's do it. Yes, that's kiss, kiss. So what happened this week, Doug?
So look, man, this is really for the ladies.
Okay. Ooh.
So I'm gonna ask you this question.
Okay.
Do you think that Portia Williams was wrong at all for the shit that she been doing?
Who is Portia Williams?
Okay, so Portia Williams is a housewife on what franchise she's on Atlanta.
Yeah.
Real cute chick, super thick.
Fire.
All that.
Mm.
Okay.
Thick?
She thick. Dumb thick.
Stupid thick?
Thick like grits.
Thicker than spit, like when you got a dry mouth.
Frozen Ooh. Peanut butter thick.
Oh. Mm. Thicker than a Snickers marathon bar?
She is frozen peanut butter thick.
Okay.
I'm like on the fence with it because of what she said. Okay, so Portia said that her and Fallon were not friends, right?
Yes.
I want to know, what does she define as a friend? For her to say we wasn't friends.
They were so high-fiving and taking pictures, and they went to the club together. So I'm not saying that they're friends.
I only saw one picture of them together.
Right.
So I want to know, how long did they know each other? Or are they only considered friends because it's on the same franchise together?
I don't even think old girl was really on the franchise.
I think
like
she
that.
Was just like a hidden man. Yeah. She was just like a cameo.
But that's not even the coldest part though. The nigga that she with right now is her baby business partner.
What?
Y'all didn't hear that part?
I didn't know that part.
I don't even know what's going on.
They own like the hot dog thing that
they own. They own a fucking hot dog like little franchise
she
together.
Wrong. I didn't know that part.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
What?
I'm not even saying both dudes got to be friends, but they business
wrong.
Partners. That's enough.
She
That's
wrong.
Crazy.
She wrong. Yeah.
So
she
what?
Wrong.
He was selling hot dogs, but giving her the free hot
dog. He was selling hot dogs.
Oh!
Hot dog.
Without the bun.
Hot give dog. Her the hot oh! dog. Hot dog. She was wrong. She wrong.
Oh.
She wrong.
She was getting the hot dog.
Hey, Bates, go look her up, Bates.
I just took that real personal.
Bates, go look her up.
Portia Williams.
Portia's wrong.
Shout out to Portia Williams, the hot dog lady. Feels me, because she's making sure the hot dog is spicy.
See,
she kept the hot dog
listen,
warm.
All the ladies are saying that Portia was wrong.
See, I was like on the fence a little bit until you said her baby daddy and the guy's business partner.
Yeah.
You wrong for that.
That's wrong, bro.
I just had so many questions about her and Fallon. That was my thing.
Okay, but did the baby daddy, did the two guys know each other?
Hold on. Look.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They business partners.
They cool.
But they knew one was with that person, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, then who's wrong?
She's wrong. Because
bro.
For one, that's her ex-fiance, which is her baby daddy.
Uh-huh.
Business partner.
Okay.
He's off limits.
Okay.
And on top of that, you was friends with his wife.
Okay. But guess what? Reverse it.
If it was a guy?
No, I'm just saying reverse it. Think about the dude already know about the other dude. And you still did it. You was okay with it.
He ain't even important.
They all pass arounds. Yeah,
yeah that's real.
Hey, everybody
yeah,
for the streets.
For real, yeah. That's true, Nick.
That's what I'm trying to say.
That's true.
Sound like they're both wrong to me.
It's just the way that she
did it.
The way that it was allowed.
Crazy. That's like me having a threesome with a girl and her sister. Who's wrong? Her or her sister? Her sister is with
but
it too.
But some sisters is down
was
with
he,
that type
but
of
was he, But was
are
he dating one?
One?
Are you dating
yeah,
one?
Yeah,
other?
I'm dating one and the sister wants some too. Who's at fault?
So if you're...
Ain't nobody at fault.
No, listen.
I'm just saying.
The girl that you're dating... It's okay with her sister joining. There's no problem.
Ain't no
with that
problem.
Because she gave the consent.
Yeah.
Like, come on, sis.
She had a problem.
Get some beefcake.
The old girl Fallon had a
beefcake.
I'm just saying.
Old girl Fallon had a problem with it.
Oh,
at
okay.
first, but now she's cool.
Okay, so she's cool with it. She accepted it.
I mean, she had no choice at this point.
She had no choice but to accept it. But at the same time, I seen on the blogs that Fallon proposed to her little young thing, too.
Yeah, she had a little young thing.
So she had to make her little
man,
way
all this shit.
I think it's
blood,
just
bro.
Something with Portia's show. I don't know.
But she always in some shit though. As fine as she
always
is,
something
she
with
always
her
in some shit. Every she's time I go on Shade Room, she be on there.
Mm.
You seen her before?
That means she talks seeks.
I ain't watched no episodes, but I see her on Shade Room all the time.
That means she talks seeks. She got white toners. I bet.
Sure.
I bet she got them.
She
bitch. That's why y'all need to stay away from the Porsches and the Porsches.
The Porsches and the Porsches.
Hey, watch them white toes. I'm telling you.
Don't come for the white toes. Okay,
listen.
This is Portia.
Okay.
Her toes is white. Oh, let me go back. Her toes is white.
Mm-hmm.
This is her.
She straight?
Yeah.
Nah, baby fine.
Yeah, she fire, bro. She fire.
I
ain't gonna lie to
you.
Yeah,
Portia, she
you fine. Get into something like that, you already know it's trouble.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Y'all already know. Sometimes it's too good to be true, Skis.
That is definitely
true. It's too good to be true. I'm telling you. The badder they are, the more you gotta deal with. And guess what Marv is gonna do? He's gonna deal with it because she's sexy. She's sexy and she got yam skis.
Mm-hmm.
The yams is my favorite thing on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Yams and hams.
Ham?
With the yams, with the mac,
mm-hmm.
and a roll. Because guess what? I don't like them too skinny. I need a little bit of roll, so grab on, too.
The yam juice got to touch the mac, though.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Ooh. They gotta roll over.
Let it touch. Yeah. Look it. Have a threesome. Look, the ham can touch it too. Yeah. The ham can touch it.
Yeah.
Okay, like a little sweet, you know? Yeah,
come on.
Don't get me started, because look it. Thanksgiving is a long way.
A long way from now.
Long way. But I will be at Nicole's house, and hopefully Diamond is not cooking anyways.
Damn.
Anyways. Man. Shout out to Diamond in the building.
So look. Go ahead, you got it.
I don't even watch this that much. I might have watched it once or twice.
Right.
But I don't know if y'all heard, but Joe Budden fired his whole podcast staff. Fine. Every member.
Everybody that said that.
Every member.
Everybody got fired.
Everybody.
Look it. You get fired. You get. Oh, you out in the lights, Joe. You're fired. Get out of here.
Yeah. Everybody fired.
Look it.
That was a double homicide.
Man, bam, bam.
That was a double homicide.
How do you feel about that, Doug? Because I know you watch Joe Budden's podcast. Yeah. You actually was in his clubhouse, right?
Yeah.
You was in his clubhouse. He was actually on stage. Yeah, if you guys don't know about Clubhouse, well, I was on stage with some bullshit. But anyways, he was on stage with Joe Budden, and he was having a good time, you know, and told him that he admired him and he wanted him to be his father. Like, it was crazy.
You looking for your daddy?
Nobody about to be my damn father.
He's like, Joe, I want to do a podcast. I want to be like you, Joe. And Joe's like, I love you, Dub.
Just leave the drugs alone.
Man.
But how did you feel about that situation? What do you think? Do you think he was wrong? Do you think he was right? What's the situation? Because I know you know more about it in detail than I would.
I'm still waiting to hear what his other cast members, Rory and Maul, got to say about the situation, because they haven't spoken their piece. But from what Joe is saying, at the end of the day, a lot of times friends and money don't mix.
Mm.
Friends and business don't mix.
Mm.
And I feel like at the beginning, whether if you start any kind of business or anything with a friend, you need to be transparent up front from the beginning all the way to the end. Don't try to hide nothing. Don't try to, if you make a deal on the side, let niggas know like, hey, I made this deal on the side. This is my deal. You know what I'm saying? If you want to get in on it, you got to put in on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I feel like based off of what he was saying, a lot of the deals that he was making, whether it was the Spotify deal he had, the Cash App deal he got, he negotiated those deals by himself, and they just piggybacked off of what he did. So when the money started looking funny to them, to him, he like, well, y'all ain't do shit to get this deal, so you're not about to be cashing in on that. That's just from my perspective. I haven't heard anything that they have said just yet, but from the outside looking in, that's what it seemed like to me. It seemed like once the real money start getting made, niggas start acting funny.
Because you know why? You got a whole lot of people that are selfish and a whole lot of people that is hungry.
Right.
You feel me?
But the thing about it is, all are millionaires, though.
You right. But guess what?
Yeah.
I don't know 90 people besides that.
Cool. For sure. That's a millionaire.
Would you rather have 5 million or 10 million?
I think that's what's going on right there. Yeah, man, we'll see once they make a statement or say something about it. But as of right now, it just seemed like once the real bread was starting to get made, they had a problem where they wanted to see the paperwork. They got the lawyers involved and all that.
But what did he tell them? Like, can they get their own podcast or what? Like, how can they move on without
them?
He told them, hell no.
He said, y'all can't start your own podcast
for another year because they still under contract.
They still under contract. I read that part.
So he was like, if you start something, sue the shit out of y'all.
Damn.
And it's crazy. I don't think that they can come back from this shit because Maul been his homie for 20 years.
Mm.
Rory been his homie for 10 years. And for you to say, I'll sue the shit out of y'all. Like you a niggas off the street, like I don't know y'all, like that shit is dumb, man. It's over, bro. Like, sad to say, they been doing shit for 7 years. Like, before podcast was popping, like, he been doing this shit, and that shit is down the drain.
I just feel like you gotta know the whole story of why he got upset and everything. I can't act.
Well, they
try to do some little sneak shit or whatever.
For sure.
And he probably got hot, like, bro, like y'all on some bullshit. Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't fuck with y'all no more. When it comes down to this business, look, we'll be friends.
Yeah, straight up.
Well, I'm cool with y'all, but when it comes down to this business shit,
it's business.
At the end of the day.
I also read on there that he said that he respects Mal, but not Rory. Is that his name?
Maul.
Mm-hmm. And the other one is Rory, right?
Rory, yeah.
So he said that him and Maul can work something out, but he's done with Rory.
Yeah, because
he respects
Rory was the main one like really facilitating the shit, really getting the lawyers involved and wanting to audit the books and all that shit. Well, if this your homie, that's just like me getting my lawyer on you saying, hey, nah, we need to audit these, take a shot at your feels me books without even coming to holler at you. Like, nigga, we supposed to be partners. Like, nigga, I can come holler at you like, hey, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? What the money looking like? If I'm concerned about money at that point, I ain't got to go get the lawyers involved because now you taking this shit to this court shit this now. Court,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think Rory kind of fucked up right there. But then again, I don't know. We haven't heard from Maul or Rory yet, so we'll see. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think they're going to talk? I think they might be spooked.
Well, Joe said that he been calling Maul and he ain't been answering the phone. So
he hot. Yeah. You get fired on your day off?
He got fired his day off.
You get fired on your day off? And you think I'm cool with you? Bro, look, I'm sitting here looking. I'm at brunch having a good time.
He probably is.
Hey, probably spin it up. Like, look, I'm about to get paid anyway. Don't even trip.
Whole check canceled.
Hold on. You using a company credit card? You don't work for this company anymore. What?
That shit don't even work no more.
Bro, the homie got a phone call. Was like, hey, Joe.
Right.
Jump. Phone cut off with some more stuff. He hot. I'd have been hot too. Don't talk to me, bro. Do not talk to me, Skis.
Fired that nigga on his day off.
Man.
Bro. God damn. But
that's a tough one.
We'll see. To be continued on that situation, but it's a slippery slope from here on out on that shit. Talking to himself. On everything. My boy was really talking to himself as if they were sitting in a chair.
What happened?
On his podcast, he was talking to them as if they were sitting there.
Wait, Joe?
Yeah.
What, the drugs?
I don't know if it was the pills. You know, he was a pill head.
Yeah, he did it all.
Yeah, but that nigga was talking as if there was. He said, Rory, you're fired.
Oh, wait, they wasn't even right there.
They wasn't there.
Oh, damn.
He wasn't there.
So he just tried to be an asshole.
He was just definitely being an asshole.
Not what? I don't know.
I see.
Exactly.
I see. I see.
Joe did some Joe Budden shit. He always implode. All this shit, he always.
It's like he always has to be dramatic about stuff, too.
Joe. But anywho, let's get into some other shit.
Let's get into some shit that's other.
Now, yeah, want me to?
I want you to read it, Nate.
Let's read
our first topic. Okay.
So the question is, can you have sex with a friend and still remain friends only?
Yes.
Nothing more, nothing less.
You know what happens when that, like, what happens is if you give them, look, I've been trying to speak some knowledge.
Break it down.
Listen, man.
Break it down. Take your time.
Marv's rule of thumb. You cannot have sex with a friend and give them that A plus B down.
You can't give them that relationship.
You gotta give them C plus or B minus the best.
Yeah.
Once I give you this A plus,
it's a wrap for you.
You're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to explain to my friends. Look it. You trying to do this too much. You licky, licky, nicky, nicky, all that good stuff. Look it. You gonna make them go crazy. Guess what? They gonna demand it. They gonna start getting feelings. They gonna get mad that you're out with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I've been through it. I've learned my lesson.
Do the condom matter?
Oh, nigga, you ain't pulling that out. You pulling that out, bro. Look it. Look, a condom by itself is, like, if you take the condom off, it's already going to be B minus.
Yeah.
Now, if you got some good strokey-strokey-strokey-skies, bro, you might put it to the A minus.
Yeah.
Bro, look it. The eyes is going to roll.
Yeah.
Guess what's going to happen?
Back of her head.
Look it.
Toes curling.
And she called her girls. She's like, hey, you know what? Hey, cutie. When I take my hat off, because I ain't going to have no hat on during sex. Cutie.
Figuratively speaking.
Hey. He's it. And he's single?
Hello.
I'm telling you, like, no lie to y'all. I'm telling you.
She's going to be like, girl. That's the first thing she's going to say is call her home.
Okay, how about this? Everybody, go ahead and comment. Do y'all give A plus all the time? And how many crazy girls have y'all run into? How many friends have y'all had sex? Exactly.
Girls
can do it too. I don't think girls are giving out all their tricks too.
You can't be giving a sloppy topic to the homie.
You definitely can't do that with every guy.
Because some people want tops, not bottoms.
Yeah.
Now the bottoms, you can get the gripper. You feel me? You can grip.
That's how you. The Bowflex. The Bowflex.
Yeah.
Trust no.
me. You can do all that stuff.
You gotta get listen, a regular. You gotta get
I
a regular.
I think it depends on what type of friends y'all are. Also,
it don't matter what type. Look, if listen, you want to, if you want to keep it a friendship.
You I've done it, and we're Pound still Town. Friends to this day.
You can't go to Pound Town, bro.
The, I've done hey. It. I, look, hey. Listen. It, you can't give grade A plus right off the bat.
Exactly.
Especially to a friend. I don't know. Me and Doug, yeah. we talked about this.
Yeah.
We talked about this.
Yeah.
I didn't put myself in some situations I didn't want to put myself in.
Right.
Because I done did some shit I ain't had no business doing.
Mm-hmm. With somebody you shouldn't have been doing
it. With somebody I shouldn't have been doing it with. Right. But we're still friends because afterwards I was like so emotional. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to lose my friend. But we're still friends.
I'm not going to lie to you though.
We're still friends.
Something important that you got to consider.
Alcohol
is
a bitch.
Alcohol will have you like this. Like
a motherfucker.
And you got to forget. Yeah, you forget. You be like, oh my God. Mm-mm. And then you got to ignore the phone call the next day. And you like, damn.
Right.
And you like, dog, I shouldn't have did nah. that. And I have some friends that's witnesses, and they tell me, they be like,
just let that phone ring.
I told you. Just let that phone I told ring. You. That and right. I'm just like.
That's right, sister. Blame it on the Don, because that gets me every time.
Mm-hmm. Bruh.
Don does it every
you
time.
You go to that town. You come to Pound Town with me. Every I'm time. Telling you. I just try. Like a, so, I'm a B minus person.
Right now?
I'm a B minus person. You but if hey, if I got that mandala,
yeah, that mandala
is gonna have me down. Like this. This is gonna be
how's it gonna have you?
Pound town. But I try my best. Like I honestly try my best because I know that it could lead to something else. Because you can't, like I said, you can't bring out them tricks. You can't give them that
you can't
work.
Give it, you can't give it all to
a friend. No, you can't give grade A, especially if it's not that. If it's not your man.
Okay, so okay. My friend Diamond said, what happened? I mean, what? What is it? But
what if it,
what would it happen more than once?
Okay, what if it happened more than once? Because I can't see. Okay. You gradually give them a little bit more because I like to give them a little bit more. I don't want it to be exactly the same all the time. Like you said. Give them a little bit more. Just give them a little bit more, a little bit more. That's going to keep them coming back. Because I'm telling you, like, look. Feelings get involved. When you get some good feelings get involved because you're going to want it more than once. Mm. And then you're going to be like this. Oh, you're going to be hitting them up. Like, what's up? Then they're going to cancel on you or they got other stuff to do or yeah. you're going to feel some type of way.
Feel, you're going
to
feel away.
I feel like if I start catching feelings, I'm going to block you, delete you, and ignore you anyway because I don't want my feelings involved.
Okay. So, yeah.
You're not about to hypnotize me with your beefcake and then
beefcake?
Not doing with your magic stick. Okay. We're not doing that.
Mm-hmm. Microphone check.
She said
that yak put the nigga on his back.
That yak do have
that
you.
That yak can put you on it.
Hey, that yak can have me like this.
That henny dick.
That's true, Nicks, but sometimes when you off that liquor, it just, they the just liquor be there.
Does
they just be
it.
There.
Okay. The liquor does
look, I'm going to tell you why you smash a friend. A friend is somebody you can trust. You know exactly what they're going through. Yep. Look, at if they dating somebody, all that stuff. All you're doing is take them to Baby Pound Town. You feel me? He's taking a baby pound town.
Little bag.
So don't try to ace the test.
My thing is this. You going to nut, I'm going to nut, and you're going to feel better because at the end of the day, everybody has a need. I feel like this. At the end of the day, look, you need that coochie A, you need to get fucked, you need to do this. I'm going to take it there, but I'm not going to take it all the way there to where I'm going to blow your mind.
Yeah, he's going
to
give it.
But if it came down to it, I will blow your mind.
If you ask for it.
If you ask for it, they gotta ask for it.
No, they ain't gotta ask. Shit. It just gotta be like, man, sometimes you just gotta.
Shit.
Dub, say shit. You gotta ask for it.
Shit. Dub, you ain't been single a long time. You don't know what I'm talking about. Right.
You
look
and
it.
You.
Look, it. We're not talking about. Hey, we're not talking about 2001 BC, bro.
No, like, we talking about 2021.
We're talking about
now. All right.
After death, bro.
Right, after death.
All right, BC, bro. I'm going to just exit this conversation.
Yes, this ain't for you.
No, whatever.
This not for you. You not a part of this.
Yeah, you ain't.
I know
you
all about it, though. No. You know what I'm saying? I'm a pro. I'm just retired.
Listen, I'm talking to you like I would be talking to my mom and my dad. Oh, fuck you, nigga. Look, bro, like, dog, when you was my age, like, this is different. Like, bro.
You yeah, over there, it's a little different.
You can't relate.
Fuck yeah.
You can't relate.
His wife gonna kill him.
Hey, but look, check this out though. Follow up question.
Follow up.
Uh oh.
Let's dig a little deeper.
Uh oh. Oh, dang.
Uh oh.
And that's when you give them that eight. When you start digging, yeah. You're giving them an eight. You got to calm down. You can't be digging.
Bury
that's
the bone. Problem. Y'all
you got to bury that bone.
You got to bury that bone. You like to give them the whole thing. Like, right. They don't need that.
Listen.
They only takes 3 to 4 inches.
Okay. Okay.
3 to 4 inches.
I'm that's saying, what the doctor say.
The doctor say you only need 3 to 4 inches.
You ain't never
now,
seen
if you're going.
No. What? 3 to 4 inches of what?
Listen. Okay. We're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about that.
But listen, when you dig in deep.
Yeah.
You touching the heart.
Yeah.
That's what they say. Mm-hmm. When you dig in deep, you touching the heart. So you just gotta give them enough to where they wanna come back.
Mm-hmm.
You satisfy their
needs. Don't give it a whole meal.
But if you gonna do that, just know what's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen for sure.
I tell my friends all the time, if you end up in a relationship.
Asking you questions. So what you about to do? Don't worry about it.
Exactly. That's what happened. Oh, you out? Oh, that's when they start stalking your friend's Instagram. Mm-hmm. And my homeboys is witnesses.
Yeah.
They so you done had some situations before.
I know you already. I'm not preaching situations. Bull crap. I've been
you
there.
You done had too many situations.
Situations.
All right, Usher. Come on. Come through, Usher.
Well, what's the follow-up?
Now, look, check it out. Now, you and his friend done had sex, right?
Yep. Nasty sex, too.
Y'all back cool. So once you're in a relationship, should you tell your now significant other that you and that friend had sex before?
Okay.
This friend is always
hold
around.
On.
It's your dog.
Hold on.
It's your dog. So
wait.
So she always around or he always around. So do you now tell your now significant other that y'all had sex before?
Me personally, I ain't saying nothing until he asks.
That's
if
cold.
He don't ask, I ain't saying shit. Nope. So you mean like the friend that I smashed but it's still my friend that I'm with somebody else?
It's your
I
partner. So the nigga is always around.
No, because then your partner is going to feel some type of way about your friend, and now you can't be friends with this person no more.
Hold on.
Speak on it, Mar.
Are you lying?
I'm not lying.
Wait, because you're not lying.
Listen.
Okay, cool. I just want to make sure. It sounds like you're lying to that person.
I'm not lying, but I'm not telling the truth.
Okay, how about
listen,
this?
If they don't ask
okay,
me.
Okay, they ask you.
If they ask, yes. I have no choice because now you're asking me for a reason. So I have to tell you because you asked.
Don't think
I
ain't going to be no
wait,
energy
wait,
between
wait,
you
wait,
and
wait,
that
wait,
friend.
Wait.
It's going to be some energy.
Wait. Time out because this is what's going to happen.
Uh-oh. Speaking to the mic.
Let's talk about
come
it.
On.
So, you're not going to tell that person unless they ask.
Right.
So, therefore, men, guess what? We got to ask some motherfucking questions.
Oh my God.
You just heard that. Men. They got these best friends. They cool with these dudes. Start asking questions.
I'm asking questions. If he ain't gay, I'm asking questions. Hey, you know how girls have that gay best friend.
Ask him this.
Oh, I don't have no gay best friends.
Hey, y'all ever went to Pound Town? Baby
Pound Town.
Hey, y'all ever just messed around?
Mm.
You got to ask those questions, and that's our fault. Like you said.
Yeah.
Just like you said, and I like that. If you don't ask, I'm not going to tell you. So, hey, the whole time we popping bottles together.
So look, Nikki said that she's not gonna have her mate looking crazy. So which means she's gonna tell
him.
She's gonna tell him. Ooh. But how's that nigga gonna be looking at that friend from?
That's the thing. It's like
we gonna have to fade.
I mean, we all gonna be looking at each other crazy because it's like I didn't hid something from you. I didn't tell you, but then I just smashed the homie. But then I really like you. I want to be with you. But then I might jeopardize our relationship over smashing the homie. It's just like a lose-lose situation, but then it's like...
Is it?
I feel like it is because you still might lose your friend and this person that you're with.
I feel that you're not going to lose your friend if they're a friend. And they should understand that you're in a situation already. So I feel like if I'm taking you to Pound Town or I'm just messing around, then I know there's consequences and repercussions, right? So I already know that once you do get a dude... It's gonna be gone, but just let me know, like right when you're about to talk to, because then I'm gonna take you to real Pound Town,
right?
And then I'm gonna let
you. I'm gonna take you there.
And I'm like this. Yeah. Like, damn. Yeah. Okay.
Your last single days.
Yep. And I'm like this. Enjoy though. That's all I ask. I just ask.
Have
you
a good relationship.
Okay, but okay. So before. Let me ask you this: would you still come around me and my mate?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
Why not?
No, I'm cool. Like, I'm just saying. She tells her other blah blah blah.
No strings attached. You ain't got
no
strings attached.
No, I'll be around, but I'm just saying. Like once they. Kind of figure it out, or if she did actually tell him that, like I wouldn't be like around her like that. Like I'd be cool with her. Like boom, her birthday will slide through.
No real nigga is gonna be able to sit in the room with you.
No, exactly.
No. No.
I'm not about to bring that into my life.
No. Especially if you come up to the house. Hey, what's up, nigga? Please.
But you know what's gonna happen.
You
know what's gonna happen if you take him to Pound Town.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
And the homeboy don't put it down, she's coming back around.
We just can't give that the grade A.
Exactly.
We can't get a grade Nikki A.
Nikki just said it too. Don't give an A just plus. Said it.
Can't nope, do the A nope. Plus. I'm giving the A.
Don't
I'm
try to pass that
a
test.
Game. Here you go. Boom, boom,
get a C minus.
Someone just asked a question. They said, "What if you smashed and became friends after?"
Nix.
It says what Nick if you became friends Nick after?
No, it says
no. He's asking.
Nikki. Okay.
What if you became friends after? That's a deep one.
Became friends after you hit.
So I think I want to be your. You definitely got friends on.
I mean, that means you never had F. Reason,
you didn't give it to her good
that's
enough.
The problem.
You didn't give it to her F, good
nigga.
Enough.
Problem.
How she smashed you and then put you in the friend zone?
Because some women are messy too. Matter of fact, I was reading a girl page. She said that. She said, put it down, then put them in friend zone and watch them come back around. I said, oh.
Especially if it's fire.
I said, you dirty bitch. Yeah. You dirty bitch.
I need to be friends with her. I need to be friends with her.
Nah. She was telling all those secrets. I was like, oh, damn. That's what they do. That's,
so smash and them and put them in the friend zone.
You
got
smash
it.
Smash them. Put it down and then put them in a friend zone, supposedly.
First of all, all women are not messy. Let's
White toenail women are messy. Y'all get it right.
You see the shirt. You see
no white toenails.
You see it. You see it.
I'm telling you.
I live for my white toenails. I don't give a damn.
Toxic
as fuck.
As fuck. And like you said, you already want to take somebody to pound town.
And then you want to block them.
Yeah.
You want to take somebody to pound town. You want to give them the
A. You get blocked for certain reasons.
That is true, babe. Sometimes it's cool to be in the friend zone. You got no responsibilities.
Look it. I ain't got to take you out.
You got to do nothing.
I got to go nowhere.
That's real shit.
Telling sisters, white toenails is... No, I'm toxic. I ain't even... I'm shut up.
Exactly. You getting everything under the sink. You know what that is? Pipes. You getting everything under the sink. What's that? Pipes.
I'm very toxic. Easy.
I'm telling
very
y'all.
Toxic.
Now, look, Marv, I think this applied to Portia Nay here. You want to read it?
Okay. Okay. So the question.
You want to read it?
No, that don't mean it to you.
Okay.
I want you to put on your thinking cap.
My thinking cap is on. Then you feel skis? Okay.
Then you feel skis?
Look, check it out.
Let's go for it.
Does every single woman have that one guy they can call to blow their back out and go home, no strings attached?
Yes. Yes.
At least he was honest.
Because I got
easy.
One.
That was easy.
So he give you the A-plus pipe.
All that.
And you call feelings.
And he go home. He can go home?
Okay, now, whoa.
He got to go home?
He got to go home.
Whoa, now let's replay.
He has to go home.
Talk about it.
This guy.
I was ready for this.
This guy, right?
I was ready for this one.
Come on.
So he gave you that A-plus skis.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened?
What you mean, what happened?
He caught them feelings. Dennis. Got no feelings, no Dennis.
I hate him.
What's up?
Listen. Talk to me. You can definitely have somebody come blow your back out.
Back
with
out.
No strings attached.
The thing is this.
Y'all have to have that conversation.
Right.
Okay, so what was the conversation?
You do you.
I do.
I do me.
Corey's stupid. Home
when
record.
We together... He coming home, right?
Yes.
I ain't no home record. He just can't stay in my house. Go to your shit.
Right.
But okay, what if you go to the house? You spending the night?
I'm not going. No.
Spending the
I
night?
Have my own place.
Okay.
I pay rent, so you come here.
Okay.
Come on.
Or did you say you come here?
You come here.
You come here?
Here.
Come where?
Here.
Oh, God.
You ski. Okay. So,
yeah.
So.
All that. Yes. But you gotta go home.
Persianae QRZ00. That's our Instagram. I don't know what it is.
He gotta go home.
Why? Why you gotta go home?
Because once I'm done, I'm done.
I know that's right.
It's no strings attached.
But I got a question. Like you said, he blew your back out.
Mm-hmm.
Your shit is not there no more. You can't walk.
You don't even know where it's
where
at.
Where are you going?
I done definitely have Bambi legs.
Okay.
All that.
So,
he gotta go get the warm towel and all that.
There was no feelings.
Lock the door behind you.
There's no feelings. No Dennis.
No.
You ain't got no feelings for him.
No.
Just pound town.
You're a gangster. You a whole gangster.
You know my story.
I do.
He know my story.
I do. We ain't gonna talk about that.
We ain't gonna talk about that. But.
You have it there, guys. Look it. guys, maybe Marv's wrong. Maybe you can take them to Pound Town. Well, if they cute like me, you can't take them to Pound Town because no. you're going to be
fucked. I honestly think that if you have the conversation and y'all have an understanding. I
had it.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just a different type of chick.
Feelings yet. Come.
They definitely come.
Just like me and
not
you.
With this person.
They come. They don't come. They come. I'm just saying. They come. Just like, and look at it. They come. Come. Somebody hold it down.
Tell him, Nikki.
Boy.
Boy, bye.
Boy, hi.
Bye.
Hello, Nikki. Hello, Nicole. But yes. Listen, no, look, but for real, I just feel that. Then how do feelings get attached now? That's all I want to know then.
I think once it becomes.
Frequently.
Don't even frequently. If it's more frequent,
right.
There's more conversations. There's more like just intimacy besides sex.
More what?
Intimacy, right?
Yeah, intimacy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I said it right. Well, right? Well, he said it like I'm saying
preach.
I'm like, damn, I said it wrong.
Preach. No, you know how but they, listen. That's how they listen. Do it. That's how you do it. But pastor. Listen. What'd you say, pastor?
Preach, pastor. Preach. <Intimacy. laughs> No, but
it goes both
definitely
ways.
Catch
it goes both ways. That's what I'm saying.
It definitely goes both ways.
Niggas for sure be catching feelings.
I know for me, I can honestly say it depends on like conversation that we have, the amount of time that we spend with each other. Like all that plays a part in it. For if sure. I'm going to catch feelings, because I can literally just have sex with you and be done with you.
Never hang out
and
with him.
Never but, hung out with you. Yeah. We don't talk. We only talk when what time you pulling up. Okay, the door gonna be open. I might be in the shower. We'll do a whoop, bam, bam, and
right,
get
right.
our nut. You go and I go to sleep.
I feel you. See, that's what makes me different from everyone else. Like, I just went to the dentist, and I think Dub's my witness. I had my feelings removed and replaced with a crown. You feel me?
Nikki, come get your co-host. come get your co-host.
Be everybody that feels me come.
This nigga is crazy.
Y'all come, I don't, how y'all deal with this nigga?
This is him, 24/7.
Oh, my God.
It's not an act.
No feelings. He got his crown. I got my crown, too. Y'all see this? I got my crown.
No feelings. They replaced it with a crown. And I think it's just feels kiss, kiss.
Yeah.
Okay. That's crazy. Dad, how you feel about that?
Listen, I don't even know after that. That nigga.
Hey, crazy. I low-key got bars, bro.
You got bars. I'll give you your credit. Yeah. Nikki said take a shot. I think you got mad.
I ain't getting mad.
I think you got mad.
Nah, but I do feel like women had that one nigga that can always pull up. Mm-hmm. I don't even if she in a relationship.
Exactly.
No, lies.
I'm not saying she's gonna do it. But
she has that person.
She got that one nigga in her phone that's under a girl name that she can call. If some shit goes sour with her nigga.
You know what they do though? Women are smart. They block that person, right? But guess what? Guess what? Once it's time. Boom.
Unblock.
Guess what? Unblock. Yeah. Hey, what's going on? Yeah. And you already know. When you decide to, I was that side looking. Attention.
Right. Right on what's the going side.
You was waiting on your text? You was waiting on your text?
Young wait. Mother, I was ready. Ready. What?
Right.
We're going where? You got the room? Or, oh, we there.
The block button is definitely
Marquez,
real.
Marquez, what's happening?
What?
Hi, Kaz. Yeah, yes, man. The block thing is definitely a real thing.
Yeah.
But relationship-wise, I'm not doing that.
Mm. I'm not that, like I said, I'm not saying that you would do it.
I won't even entertain but nobody.
I'm saying
to be like, oh.
There is always a nigga somewhere lingering.
Not for
waiting for the nigga to mess up. Waiting for the nigga to
true.
Mess up.
No. I say true. There's always a dude that's sitting there. He might be on your friends list. Yeah. He's watching like, dang.
He waiting for you to get
seen. He might even like the picture. Double tap. Heartbroken though.
I will say this.
Heartbroken. Not the heartbroken.
I will say this. Yeah. When my relationship ended.
Niggas
talking
about the wood.
What?
I know.
I was like, wait a minute. I swear to God, I was not.
You was thirst trapping.
It was like I had like a glow or something.
No, you
didn't. I swear to God.
I'm going to tell you what you had. You had the enchiladas out.
These always out.
Exactly. You had the enchiladas.
These always out.
And she was out there and she was just like, you know what? Women do this. When they become single, they thirst trap silent. And if you pay attention to it, it gives it away.
It's real subtle.
Last year,
pictures do get deleted.
Yeah.
Because once you start seeing the inch, you start looking. And you go back to the profile. You're like, damn. Mm-hmm. She had 236 pictures. Now she only got 13.
You know what that means. She did the little queen
sweep. And then she start putting that filter on and just showing the top half. Mm-hmm. And then guess what? her hair start getting longer.
You know what that means?
You start seeing that picture like, my hair is stupid now. We ain't looking at your hair by my eyes.
Sure ain't.
We not looking at the we looking at the yam sandwich.
Mm-hmm. He said drinking extra hard.
Well, man, drinking extra hard every day is a party day.
Yeah, believe it.
She twerking now. She out with the girls now. Free.
I don't know about that, Lo. We don't be having no chick waiting.
No guy have chicks waiting, especially if you a black African American.
We sure don't cheat.
What?
Black men don't cheat.
We don't cheat. We're not interested in that.
Look, lies.
All I want is me a beautiful woman that can read the Bible to me at nighttime.
Come on.
Read it to you? You're not going to read it with her?
No, I want her to read it to me. And then I'm going to sit. Yeah, we're going to pray, God.
Oh, okay.
We're going to pray. But I want her to read it to me, and I just want to sit here and think about it.
Accept that request. Come on, Miss Nikki.
Come on, come on,
Nick. Miss Nikki.
Nicole, get out of here. We don't. Nikki. This is not your show.
Come on, Nick.
Come on, Miss Nikki.
It's over.
Y'all not about to tell her she fired on her day off.
She fired.
Y'all got her bent.
We about to Joe Budden, Nikki.
On her day off. On her day off.
Well, that's enough.
Well, Nikki has some requests. Good job. Look it.
Marquez, I believe you don't cheat.
Exactly.
I said Marquez. Okay. I said Marquez. I didn't say Marv.
I'm saying, look it.
Hey!
Woo! Hey, Nicole. You got some extra forehead?
Who was that in the background?
Look at y'all. Look at all nice and beautiful skis.
And drunk. Ain't no lies. What you talking about?
What are you talking about?
What you talking about?
Because I'm drinking them.
First off,
y'all been drunk.
I'm sorry. Oh, is that what y'all was juicing for?
I saw all them champagne bottles. I seen them.
Look at Diamond Knees. Diamond Knees on her chest. Oh, my bad. That's her titties. My bad. Oops. Whoopsie.
I can't with him.
Nikki, can you hear us? Her shit chilling. Oh, okay. Hi, Diamond.
So, hey, Nicole, can you hear me? I have a question for you. I want to have a question for all of y'all before we close out. So the question is, should you keep your consistent fuck buddy on call if you're talking to someone else? If you're in a talking stage, should you keep them on call if you're talking to someone else?
I heard that little laugh, that little huh.
So how do you feel about that?
We're just talking.
So you keep them on a down low, even though you're talking to someone consistently. You might be having sexual intercourse with them. He might be giving you the inch. Okay, look it. From now on, guys, look it. If you don't have 5G, do not request. Do not request to join me. If you don't have 5G.
You doing everything.
What?
What does that even mean?
What's wrong with you? Diamond over here looking like a bag of lettuce.
I can't hear shit.
They got
going on, bro. You got singular.
Oh, yeah, we can't hear nothing.
I'm crying, bro. Close it out, man. Close it out.
Nicole, we love you.
We love you, Nicole.
Get you a new Boost Malbo.
Please get back. Please.
Thank you. Love you.
Oh, shit. Oh,
man, guys.
That shit was funny.
That shit was hilarious.
I ain't seen singular in a minute.
But we're going to ask you.
We're going to ask you.
What's the next ski skis?
Okay. Not so. Scared like Legos.
Right.
Okay.
That shit was looking like Mad 97 on
my
motherfucker.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay. What's the question?
So, should you keep your consistent fuck buddy on call if you're in a talking stage with someone else?
Yes, abso-fucking-lutely. Yes.
Why?
We're just talking.
But I feel that you are giving me your all because you can be giving
me some. I'm not going to give you my all in the talking stage unless I know where we're going with this.
How do you know? All relationships are you taking a chance anyway, so you never know.
You're definitely taking a chance, but I feel like you have to ask.
Yeah.
Where are we going with this?
Yeah.
What are the plans? What are your plans for me? What are we going? What are we doing?
What if you say I want to fuck with you on a
real level? Really, what?
You gonna stop? You have to show me that you fuck with me on a. Okay, so how do you know that a man's fuck with you on a real level?
You tell
his
me.
Actions.
Actions.
Okay.
His actions gotta show.
So that. If his actions is showing that's what he really wants to do, then bye, fuck buddy.
And then you okay. I respect that.
That's good.
I feel like your actions really have to show this is I'm what you want. If you don't show me I'm what you want, then I'm about to be fucking old boy to the left. Not you personally, but.
Oh, you gonna tell him that?
I'm not gonna tell him. Why would I tell him that? We're talking.
He don't even know your business.
He don't even know my business. We're talking.
You just say, well, if you're not gonna do this, I'm fucking homeboy to the left.
I'm just saying, if he's not showing me.
Are you that honest?
Are you a heartbreaker? I'm not going to tell. No. No. No, I'm not.
You wouldn't tell him?
It's okay. I gotta give you the funeral pat on the back.
Oh, man.
No, I mean, this is my thing. Uh-huh. I feel like if you're talking to people or you're single and dating, I feel like you should at least let everybody know, like, I am dating.
Mm-hmm.
At least be honest about that.
Because there's nothing worse than a nigga talking to you and you say, oh, I'm busy. Oh, so nobody can watch my kid. Oh, no, I'm so busy.
And then
the next thing you know, the motherfucker's out here pregnant or the motherfucker's in a relationship the next day. Like, bitch.
Right.
If you had just told me the motherfucking truth in the first place, I would have.
Right.
Took her to Pound Town and I would take you to New Smack City.
Right.
Not Smack City.
New Smack City. That's how you smack them yams. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I'm smack thinking city. Of another smack.
No, I'm not smacking no woman.
Wait a minute.
Unless it's from the back.
No, I feel like if you're dating multiple people, you should at least let them know that you are dating.
You out here. I'm out here.
I'm dating.
I'm out here.
I'm dating. It's this thing that my best friend told me. It's like, honesty is the best
policy. Mm-hmm.
So when you being honest with these people and they ask you, it might hurt them. Look it. That's you also bullshit.
That is definitely true.
Everyone defines dating differently though.
Nobody
knows what dating is. Nobody knows what relationships are. Nobody knows nothing. That's why we have this podcast. Because we want to show you guys that look it. Everybody looks at everything differently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You gotta meet in the middle somewhere.
I'm being real. That's exactly why we have this podcast. This is why we talk. This is why we have a beautiful lady. Thank you for coming out tonight because we really appreciate you. You wasn't shy.
I told y'all I was not going to be shy.
Thank you, man.
You held the shit down for Nikki, and we really appreciate you coming out and being brave last minute. We really do appreciate you.
Thank you so much, man.
Yes,
because
I love Dev. This is my dog. Like big bro, for real.
Real shit.
But we want
to go to him for everything. I'm like, hey,
right.
I get on his nerve. I don't care.
Definitely get on.
I do not care.
Definitely get on.
I don't care. So wait.
It's all love, though.
I don't care.
I don't.
Oh, bury it.
Because he know I'm coming with some bullshit.
Mm.
Definitely.
But it's from the heart.
It's definitely from the heart.
We appreciate it.
I feel like it's very important for every woman to have that go-to guy that is strictly a friend to get a guy's input on situations with men.
Real shit.
I'm just
open my eye up to a lot. I'd be like, damn, niggas think like that. Oh, okay, Portia, you gotta bring it back a little bit.
Yeah. Everybody, Dub giving out the cheat codes.
No, he don't give out cheat codes. He does not give out cheat codes. He don't do that.
I'm just a real nigga.
He definitely is a real nigga.
That's my
nigga.
That's what I'm talking about. Dub the teddy bear. Everybody, Dub the teddy bear.
Hey man, we want to thank y'all, man, for tuning in tonight. We want to shout out to Tequila Mandala.
The only tequila that we drink.
And make sure y'all get that merch, though.
Look, if y'all ain't got no hats, y'all ain't got no shirts, guess what? Tank tops is coming. Mm-hmm. This might be coming. I don't know.
Exclusive.
Exclusive.
I'm having a good time out here, man.
Exclusive shit. You
know, we appreciate y'all. Y'all need something, just let us know.
Mm-hmm.
New merch drops weekly.
And don't forget... Mm-hmm. To subscribe to that YouTube. Tell a friend.
Tell a friend. Share our shit just like you share Chris Brown's shit.
Boom.
You feel me? And we out of this bitch.
Get your cups up.
Drink up. Nicole, I love you, even though you ain't got no surface.
We out.